When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Atlanta United has notched their first 3 points of the season, and hopefully not their last three. Welcome on into the full-time report. It's Abe Gordon and Nick Alifi of Soccer down here, and a lot of really exciting things to talk about in the aftermath of a match in which Atlanta United took the lead early, had a break go their way just before halftime, and then really held control in the second half. Of course, having a significant lead will help you do that, Nick. But, you know, we were talking about it in the pregame show. You didn't want too much of the season to go by and start to give you too many memories of last season. Today was an opportunity against a not very good Philadelphia team to kind of get away from that, and they did just that in a really nice 3-1 victory.
Yeah, these are the fights you have to win, right? This was a big show-me game where you had the opportunity to develop momentum that you can carry forward into next week one way or the other, the positive or negatively, yeah. Right? And this is a diminished Philadelphia team from what we're used to. However, opportunities were there.
That's their problem.
That's
not
their
ours,
problem.
Right?
Yeah, right. So we take advantage of the opportunities. We're walking out with a 3-1 win. You got to feel really good about where you are right now.
Look, we're going to have plenty of time to break all of it down because I always have a tendency to, like, get way too much into the first segment, and then, like, segment three is like, I already talked about this and that. So we'll see where we go. But there's a lot of really good – and again, I use the word exciting, and I get it. You're still well below 500. But you saw some things today that was kind of the idea, either what you were promised – when Tata came in, or what you were promised when you signed a couple of designated players. And I think you saw the idea of what this team can be. And yes, Philadelphia is not great offensively. That allows you to be a little bit reckless moving forward. They're not great defensively, and that's why you were able to convert. But at the same time, you saw a couple of goals today that just felt like the sort of goal you need to be seeing from Atlanta United. We're going to talk about all that. We're going to name a man of the match in just a moment. But just a couple of moments ago, our very own Matty Cruz caught up with Tata Martino as he was walking off the pitch. Here's what he had to say.
Tata, first of all, congrats on the win. What did you see from the touchline and the way the guys performed today on the pitch?
Hubo mucho compromiso todo el partido. Creo que jugamos 30 minutos del primer tiempo muy buenos, después perdimos el control de la pelota y fuimos muy efectivos cuando nos tocó ir al espacio.
We saw a lot of commitment. We had a great first 30 minutes of the game, and then after that, we lost the ball a little bit, but we were able to find a lot of space playing off of that.
Philly is a really difficult team to compete against, but Atlanta brought the fight to Philly. You know, what does this performance say about the character of this team?
Philadelphia es un equipo duro que compite muy bien. ¿Qué dice del carácter del equipo?
Creo que competimos bien todo el partido. Fue lo primero que se me ocurre decir. Y en los pasajes que tuvimos el mejor juego, sacamos la diferencia.
I think we competed really well all game. And I think in those moments where we were able to create, we were able to create moments to make the difference.
I want to ask too, again, specifically for today, first win of the season for you guys. I mean, how proud are you of this team and the way that they battled on the pitch today?
primera victoria. ¿Qué tan orgulloso te sientes del equipo?
No, después de tres derrotas creo que necesitábamos la victoria y la encuentro como muy importante y muy necesaria.
After three losses, I think we really needed this win, so it was very important and very necessary.
Gracias, Tata.
Well, there it is, Matty Cruz with Tata Martino. A lot of energy in the conversation today, and rightfully so, outside of a couple of disciplinary things that was handed to him a little bit before halftime. He's got to be pleased with the effort in this one. Again, he mentioned last week in a loss, this is a long-term process. And not a win today, you're not where you need to be still, certainly. But these are steps in the right direction to get you where you would ideally find yourself if you can get in a playoff position when the playoff comes around. And so this was a nice bounce-back performance to what was a loss a week ago, but improvement from a dreadful showing in San Jose. And so you're starting to see a little bit of the steps, and now it's time to find some consistency in those. We got a lot to get to over the course of the full-time report. It's Abe Gordon and Nick Alifi hanging out with you. Nick, one thing we always try and do in the opening segment, we'll get to the stats in a moment, but a man of the match. And I was talking with you in the press box as we were getting towards stoppage time. It's not necessarily an easy decision today. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
that we have had games where, well, sometimes not having an easy decision means no one stepped up. This is the other side of that, where you had multiple guys that you could very seriously consider as a man of the match. But ultimately, who did you decide to go with today?
I thought it had to be Latte Lott today. His ability, the way that he just transformed himself in this game, not only scoring the goal, but then also his hold-up play, his ability to draw attention, whether it was Demi Zajac, whether it was Ariel, whether it was Makanya, pulling them to the side, creating space for the other attacking trio up front. That ability transformed the game, and watching them all work in concert together, which I think was something that was missing for the past two games, the ability for them to do that, I think was a huge transformative process for him, and hopefully something that we can carry forward, because strikers, as we know, once they start finding that goal, they start finding it in bunches. Hopefully it carries over here.
Yeah, it felt like a weight lifted from him. I think you also saw some real joy for the first time in a while out of Latte Loth. And not even, by the way, not after he scored, but after one of his teammates scored.
Yes.
I think you saw some real joy in this game, in this match today. And I think that's important because, you know, I've been a stickler. I said it often in the full-time report a week ago. If your designated players aren't going to be better, this team is going to be capped. There's going to be a limit. Yep. And Latte Loth needs to be a goal scorer. He needs to be a playmaker one way or the other. And we saw it in multiple ways today, right? I mean, let's just go through, and we'll get to the highlights in our next segment. We'll get to hearing the actual goals. Latte Loth has, obviously, he scores. Mm-hmm. So that's check one for the goal. Latte Loth dummies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's check two for the second goal. And then Latte Loth involved in the assists of the third goal. Mm-hmm. He's involved in all three goals. He made some energetic and dangerous moments in other parts of the game as well. And it's the first time that this felt like a Latte Loth game. Mm-hmm. And I know we go back to the start of his time here in Atlanta United, and he had the goals, and I understand that. This one felt like a game that had his handprints, footprints on it. It also felt like one that had Miggy's on it as well. We're going to talk about Miggy in our next segment, but I agree with you, Latte Loth, man of the match. Quick look at the statistics before we take a short break. Possession in favor of Philly, when you're up 3-0, you're going to cede possession, so nothing crazy there. 54% to 46%. Shots, Atlanta was outshot 14-10. But they produce more shots on goal, 5-3. And then XG, a little wonky, 2.3 for Atlanta, 3 for Philly. A lot of that does, of course, come out of the penalty kick. And so I think that's normally like 7 or 8 tenths of it. I don't know how, actually. I don't care. all I care about is 3-1. That is the score line today for Atlanta United. When we come back here on the full-time report, we'll hear about the highlights. We'll hear the goals. And I want to continue breaking down Miguel Almiron's performance, more on Latte Loth, what it means for those two DPs. Alexi Maranchuk gets involved. Just a lot of things working well today for Atlanta United, the sort of things that will provide this team ability and chances to win down the road. So we're going to break it all down as we continue. It's Abe Gordon, Nick Alifi. The full-time report back in 5 minutes on WAOK.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Atlanta United victorious today against the Philadelphia Union 3-1, picking up their first 3 points of the MLS season here and getting some really nice goals on the way to it. Let's hear those goals. They're the highlights brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Jordans to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. In the first 25 minutes, Atlanta United was dangerous. They had some chances, but were not able to convert. But in the 28th minute, it's the sort of goal he was brought here to score, Latte Loth off the boot from Miguel Almiron.
Stop the play, go to the player, warn him. That's a cheap shot.
And there was no play on the ball. What a ball by Sanchez. Tap forward to Almiron. Sit down the middle. It's Latte Loth. Would be the keeper. Shot. Score! Team goal in transition by Atlanta United, and they had their first lead of the 2026 season.
Yeah, it started with Cooper Sanchez, essentially from him, a really nice ball into a one-touch flick from Elias Baez to Miggy. Miggy puts Latte Loth through. It's one on the keeper. He chose to go with it, what I felt was a tougher shot, but he converts there around the near side, bent it that way nicely, and that is the season opening goal for Latte Loth, and really just it felt like, maybe not for him, but at least for us, a weight off of him, and something that, you know, I'd mentioned, if he scores one, this is a guy that might get going, and you certainly feel a little bit that way based on his performance after that as well, because he was integral in some of these other moments, including the goal that sent Atlanta United ahead 2-0, just on the other side of the halftime whistle. If you weren't in your seats from the halftime show, you might have missed this one. It took place in the 47th minute.
Popped ahead to Baez. Popped ahead. As kicked back to Galarza. To Almiron, left side of the six. Here's his cross. Latte Loth missed the shot. Rebound. Score! Thomas Yacoub! For the second time today, Atlanta United burns Philadelphia in transition, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, I don't know if Latte Loth, if the pass was away from him or if he actively dummied it, but he definitely drew the defense. Yacoub was wide open on the backside, streaking from the right back position, and made no mistake with the finish, which was also really nice to see. And then about 20 minutes after that, the man who had led the team in goals, Alexi Moranchuk, strikes again with connection from the other designated players.
Spike. picked away from the top of center circle by Lukic, then headed forward by Mahai to Almiron, who flicks it ahead to Latte-Lott in a 1v2 coming down the middle. He'll dream down the middle, dribble off to the right, three teammates in support. He'll pass to Almiron at the top of the arc, cut that pass, Moronchuk shot, score! Transition goal for Atlanta United, and they've got the 3-0 lead in the 68th minute.
In the 87th, Philly would go on to put one home on a secondary ball back in, and Yeho there on that one. But Atlanta United wins 3-1. Interesting to hear Mike Connie with that final comment on the Alexei Moronchuk third transition goal. And we came in with this idea that Tata was going to play in a certain style, and transition goals were going to be a big part of it. Three transition goals today, and that last one really important because it was always going to be about, with any team in MLS, but certainly with Atlanta United, what your designated players are doing. And each of them touched it. It looked like for a moment it was going to be kind of Latte-Lott on his own. Kind of stumbled, maybe took an awkward touch there, recovered though, patient. And you talk about hold-up play. I don't think it meant to be a hold-up play. It turned into that. That's when you had a Miggy come back through. That's when you had Alexi come back through. He plays a pass to Miguel Almiron. Again, patience, smart, draws the defense one way, slides it back the other way. Moronchuk was wide open at that moment. Almost looked like a tighter version of Jakob, who was wide open on that right side. And again, Moronchuk, very good at finishing. He missed one earlier, and I thought he had one.
Yes, he did.
But he could have had two today. Really nice goals, just all around really nice goals. And that's nice to see that they can create this here, because you don't want to just find yourself lucky to be scoring.
Yep.
And that's certainly not what we saw today, Nick.
No, and one thing that I really want to harp on today is the fact that before, Latte-Lott really moved vertically, right? It was straight line speed. It was verticality. And in this one today, the game, he was dropping outside. He was pulling defenders with him. He was opening up space. After that goal that he scored, it felt like the weight of the world was off his shoulders, and it felt like he was a little more free watching his rhythm, his body movements, the way that he was adjusting to the game and letting the game sort of come to him without that pressure on him. I think it just opened the world up, and in the way it opened up everything that we had been looking for from the early part of this season, the midfield working in concert with the attack, the build-up play, those transition moments that Mike was talking about, the thing that was sort of needing to be unlocked. I think we found it today with a more relaxed Latte-Lott.
Yeah, I don't want to overreact to one performance.
Correct.
Right? The important thing is to now string a couple of performances together. And I don't even mean as a unit, as a team. I mean specifically for Latte-Lott and specifically for Miguel Almiron. I think when you talk about just the trio of designated players, Alexi's giving you the performances that you need. And we want to talk about what's going on the back end as well in a little bit. But for Latte-Lott, this team's going to be good. They're going to be dangerous if we see what we saw from him today. And the same for Miggy. Miggy with the primary assist on Latte-Lott's goal. Miggy with the primary assist on that ball for Thomas Jakob. And then Miggy with the primary assist there on Alexei Moronchuk. Three assists from Miguel Almiron is what you need.
Yes.
And I understand everyone gets excited about goal scorers.
Yes.
If Miggy can be in here setting everyone up, this team is going to be okay. But he had not looked dangerous the way he looked today for a while. And I think he looks dangerous in part because Latte-Lott looks dangerous. And that's why you get runoffs of Jakob, runoffs of Alexei Moronchuk. And you're, for the first time, really since, I guess, the start of last year, but even the goals for early in the season last year didn't feel like each designated player had their hands in it. For the first time, and this is why I use the term excited, you start to see what it can be if Miggy and Latte-Lott are going to be dangerous. This team is going to succeed.
Well, one thing that Miggy did really well today is it appeared that he did not over-rely on athleticism to try to create plays. He played in a very gritty fashion. He was had no problems sticking a foot in to try to recover a ball. He had there was no lack of effort, right? But it wasn't just Miggy trying to use straight line speed to outrun people. It felt like today he was really using his football knowledge, his soccer IQ, to sort of guide and direct play, put passes into dangerous areas, still try to use that straight line speed to try to recover a loose ball, a 50-50 ball here or there, but it wasn't over-reliance. Instead, it was reliance upon football IQ, which he has developed in South America, MLS, over in the Premier League, bringing that knowledge back now. Hopefully, it's again, that transitional moment where we have players who play against type and discover they can be really successful if they change a few things up. Hopefully, that goes forward.
It's been a frustrating stretch for Atlanta United, and this is a game. It's supposed to be fun. And for the first time, we mentioned with Latte, but with Miggy too, they were smiling. Cooper. They were happy. The energy, the vibes were really high, especially in that second half as they made it a two-goal lead and a three-goal lead. And it's just a reminder when you're feeling good, you're playing good sort of thing. And the pressure, I think, came off of Miggy today. The pressure comes off of Latte Loth today. Now, again, you got to put them together. It has to be a consistent thing. It can't be – I mean, look, we were talking about Latte Loth for five games last year, and then we were just cramming them the whole rest of the season. Yes. We don't want to be in that situation. But this is the sort of performance that hopefully can get this team going again. And we'll talk more about DC United next week when we get to the countdown. But that's a winnable game, too. They're not very good, as we know. And you took care of business today against a team you, quite frankly, should be beating. So I think that was important. I want to come back and talk about two things. What I think was actually the turning point in this match was near the end of the first half. We'll talk about that. And then also want to credit the defense today. Steon Gregerson, we need to have a conversation about him as well. So that's what we're doing when we come back here in about 5 minutes. He is Nick Alifi, soccer down here, giving us some great analysis. I'm Abe Gordon. You are listening to the Full Time Report on WAOK.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Welcome back into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta United 3-1 victors today over the Philadelphia Union. First 3 points of the season feels pretty good. We're going to talk about a couple of negative things, a couple of concerns that we have here in just a moment. But I mentioned before we went to break, and it's Abe Gordon, Nick Alifi of soccer down here. I mentioned the turning point that I felt, and there could be multiple turning points. It's a long match, right? But I think one of the key moments here came just before halftime. Atlanta United is up 1-0. There is a penalty called in the box. It was not the harshest foul, but you can't make contact to anyone's head. And so, you know, whatever with the overturning of all that. But in the 42nd minute, here's what happened when Philadelphia Union had an opportunity from the spot.
The referee waves at them and steps away. Olaski against Doyle. Olaski shoots off the post! Ball don't lie! And it's out for a throw over the far touchline.
You can hear ball don't lie, and I think a lot of people in the press box felt the same way. A lot of people tweeted that as well. But look, at the end of the day, this is a ball that went off the inside of the post and went across the face of goal, somehow missed the far post, and then went all the way out for an Atlanta United throw-in. Look, you go up 1-0, that happens. You're in a situation where it's tough. We've seen this team have trouble responding in moments. It would have been real tough to head into halftime 1-0. And when you look, or excuse me, 1-1, you did go into halftime 1-0, and you probably felt really good about it because of what had happened right before half. But then you also combine that kind of emotional boost of not being tied, still having the lead there, with an immediate response on the other side of half. Within 2 minutes, you're now 2-0 on the Jakob goal. And I think you combine not conceding and scoring kind of into 1 3-minute, although it was split by halftime, it was, you know, 22 minutes real time, but 3 minutes game time, essentially. You split that, and that was a really, really important non-goal that Philly did not convert that I think helped lift you to a second half performance that ultimately saw you put this game away.
Yeah, sometimes better lucky than good. Goals change games, right? And that's one thing that you hear at all levels. And had that ball gone in the back of the net, and then Atlanta United...
I fear for the emotional state of this team if it's 1-1 at half.
Right, because it feels like the wheels are coming off again. Right, but instead, you get that lucky bounce off the post. I have no problems with this. Ball don't lie. And we go into half feeling pretty good about ourselves. Maybe fortune's favoring the Bolt at this point, and it gives us an opportunity to go in, upbeat, guys, just keep doing what you're doing, and then when we come back out, we're going to execute just like we did in the first half, and we don't have the sort of energy in the stadium feeling like, okay, here we go again. Instead, now it's, okay, we have something we can hold on to.
I think that's a great phrase. The here we go again, I think, is a right phrase, because that's what starts to creep into your mind if you take a lead and then concede. Right. And I think that's a perfect way to say it. The emotional drop or lift based on whether that had and you're – the way that hits the inner post and comes across the face of goal, you're talking millimeters. This is not it hits the outside of the post and it was a good half a foot from being a goal.
Correct.
It is mere millimeters where it's angled slightly different and maybe does find the net there. So a key moment there. Juan Barrichal picked up a hamstring injury at some point in training this week. He was listed as questionable before and was not even on the reserve squad today. That meant Steon Gregerson is going to be in there. It's just different with him in there. I think the physical aspect that he brings, I certainly think the speed that he brings as well. And this is – I am a Steon fan. I wanted him to start the season. I was frustrated along with Mihai. That would have been my pairing. So maybe I'm biased, and that's why I wanted to preface this conversation, but it just felt more secure. It felt safer to me, especially knowing some of the chances Atlanta United might be conceding one-on-ones, stuff like that, with Steon back there. And they did eventually concede late. I don't think that was certainly on him. But it to me, it just felt more secure back there.
Well, it felt more secure in one direction to me. From a defensive standpoint, yes, because of his physical presence, his height, his ability to, you know, catch some of these crosses that were coming in. That part, yes, I completely agree with you. I saw some issues with distribution from Steon that I think he can certainly clean up. However, if you're looking for a complete performance, I think that's probably where there's a little bit lacking in that point. However, key role of a defender.
I said I was biased.
Defend the goal, right? And that's what he did today, and he did it in a very clean way. You know, he was not afraid to get physical. That's one thing I love about Steon Gregerson, but I feel like his distribution of the ball could probably use a little bit of cleaning up, and I think that's something that...
let's just call that rust and move on, you know? Look, there was also a decision to be made from Tata in the midfield. Matias Galarza is a guy he wanted to get in there, and he did. And in doing so, you had to place one of the three midfielders who started a week ago onto the bench. And the decision was for Steven Alzate. That means Cooper Sanchez remains in the starting lineup, and I think he paid that off today. He didn't technically get credit for an assist, but he certainly started the build on the that first goal. It was Cooper Sanchez, Tobias, flick to Miggy, and then to Latte Law. So he started the build there, and he had an opportunity to catch up with Jason Longshore and Madison Cruz just moments ago.
Cooper, let's just go and start. I mean, you've been consistently starting these last couple of matches, and today it was a really hard one against a Philadelphia side. I mean, what are you feeling right now? What were the emotions like on the pitch today?
Yeah, I think obviously a great feeling to get, you know, the first 3 points of the year, a big one at home, keep the momentum going. You know, it was a not easy game, kind of a dogfight, if you want to call it. Philly is always like that, very physical. So, yeah, good job to get the good job done today. So,
what makes a Philly game so difficult?
Just their nines are very, very physical, very big. They like to play direct, fight for second balls. So, yeah, things like that made it a kind of a dogfight. But, you know, we came out on top today. So.
What did you see in that first goal as well, that ball, Tobias, and then connecting everything else between Miguel and Manu?
Yeah, I saw the first goal. When I received it, I saw the player jumping already. So I found that gap and played it. And, yeah, came with a goal. So.
Yeah, you've been consistently starting as well. What does it mean to have that belief that Tata has in you to get those minutes? And also, how have you seen yourself improving, especially with these starts too?
Yeah, honestly, it means the world. Obviously, it feels like the hard work is, you know, paying off throughout preseason. So for him to have this trust in me, you know, to put a 17-year-old on the field while we're, you know, obviously not getting results at first is a big thing. And, yeah, just using this, keep progressing, and, yeah, keep on going.
Cooper, how are you? That was Maddie and Jason with Cooper Sanchez. They also caught up with Miguel Almirón, and we're going to hear that in our next segment. But Nick, 17 years old,
yeah.
And he's not the first to come from the and I've been talking about this for a couple of youngsters now. Not the first to come from the academy and not feel like they're not prepared, not mm-hmm. feel like the moment's too big. And age is a number. He looks young, but he doesn't play young. And
nope.
and I think the fact that Tata had the confidence to start him, the fact that he delivered with the start of the build-up and played very competently the rest of the match as well, really nice to see from a youngster.
Well, I'm going to take it a step further. There was a lot of stuff Cooper Sanchez did in the game today that will not end up on a stat sheet,
right,
but fundamentally shift the game. Every time the ball was working in his general direction, the effort that he was putting in, he was put a hip to a hip. He had no problems getting in and mixing up with these guys. And It's one thing when you are in the midfield and you feel like you have a little bit of space and you feel like you have just that extra second to get rid of the ball. It changes everything when somebody comes in and they are a bulldog on you from minute one. It changes the mental clock. And when you feel like, okay, I've got to get rid of this ball much faster now because this kid's coming in with his hair on fire, Cooper Sanchez did all of that today. It won't end up on a stat sheet, but it fundamentally shapes the way the game's played.
It's also going to continue to get him starts performing at that level. And I would expect him to be penciled into the lineup once again next week when Atlanta United takes on DC United. When we come back here, that is, by the way, the analysis of Nick Alifi. I'm Abe Gordon. When we come back, we're going to hear from team captain Miguel Almirón. Three assists in today's win on the three goals. That's what's coming up next here. It is the full-time report on WAOK. Welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is Abe Gordon and Nick Alifi of Soccer Down here talking about Atlanta United's first 3 points of the season, coming on three goals as well. We're going to hear from team captain Miguel Almirón, assist on each of the three goals in just a moment. But Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Came really close in this one today. An 87th-minute goal from Philly prevented that. So very clearly, Philly hates the kids, I don't know what their problem is. So this year, donation total still being worked on, but it's coming soon. I feel like clean sheet's coming soon, and with that, $2,000 will be donated courtesy of Atlanta United to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Madison Cruz and Jason Longshore had an opportunity. We heard them speak with Cooper Sanchez. They also caught up with Miguel Almiron.
If we pick up the system that Tata wants us to play, then we can have a very good team and a good season.
Philadelphia is a really difficult team to go up against, and Atlanta brought the fight to them. What does this performance say about the character of this team?
No, creo que todos los equipos son buenos. Filadelfia es un gran equipo, pero como dije antes, el carácter que mostraron mis compañeros, creo que eso es muy importante y esta victoria también ayuda mucho a la confianza. No tenemos que quedarnos con esto, porque esto recién está empezando. El sábado tenemos un partido muy importante con DC y tenemos que demostrar nuevamente que estamos preparados para competir.
I think Philadelphia is a good team, but we know that all the teams in the league are good. So they're all tough games. But yeah, we're happy with the win tonight, but we can't get too excited. We have to take this confidence and continue to move forward. And we have another very important game next Saturday against DC.
We'll start to preview DC United in our final segment, Nick. But again, I've been asking for it. I've been looking for it, and today we got it. When the designated players, specifically Miggy and Latte Loth, because I think Moronchuk's been very good. When these three guys are all dangerous, all good, this is a team that can be reckoned with, especially with the designated play style, something that they had struggled with at times, but certainly made it an argument for some of the switches, from the aggression, and ultimately they were dangerous today, and it came down to Latte Loth, the weight lifted off the shoulders, mm-hmm. and joy returned to his game, and I think very much so the same for Miggy. I would say his best performance since taking the armband.
Yeah, and is he the same player that he was at Newcastle when he first arrived there? No, he's not. He's a different player now, and I think that at this point in a player's career, especially one who has built his career off of raw athleticism, like Miggy has, now to fall into, hey, you know what? I'm a bit older. I'm a bit wiser. I need to start using that wisdom in my game and start, finding different ways to affect not only the interplay between the lines, but also the overall outcome of the game. And I think Miguel Almiron is doing that now. In this game, he, from beginning to end, Miguel Almiron had that effect. And I think that's critical. It's something that's repeatable going forward. This is not something that is going to be, reliant on one specific special situation. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he is able to affect the interplay between lines going forward into next week.
I think what's important is that your designated players are playmakers. And,
yes.
And you notice I didn't say goal scorers. Mm-hmm. I said playmakers.
Right.
And I think Alexei Moronchuk, I think, if more as a playmaker than a goal scorer, although he has scored goals, certainly this season leads the team. I thought Latte Loth, I know we talk about needing him to be a goal scorer, but I thought today in goals two and goals three, he was as much a playmaker mm-hmm. more so than a goal scorer. And whether that's a dummy or whether that's drawing a defense, as you mentioned, hold up play, whether that's being part of the secondary assist on that final goal. And I thought the same of Miggy. Mm-hmm. And we don't need Miggy to necessarily – now, he'll score when he gets an opportunity. Same with Alexi, same with Latte. We don't necessarily need him to be a goal scorer. Mm-hmm. Three assists in this match, the three primary assists on all three goals, and I think it just showcases we don't need you to come in here and score 20 goals to make a difference on this team. I think, in fact, ideally – you're not scoring 20. You're doing a lot more of what we saw from him today. It's patience. It's vision. It's understanding the runs, trusting the teammates to make that run. Now, the other thing is the teammates got to finish. And Jakob had a really nice finish on that second goal. Alexei Moronchuk, an easy finish, but you still got to get the job done. And they accomplished that. But when you have those three up top, all interweaving, space, all dangerous on the finish, but also all looking for a pass to give someone else a better look than they would have had. It's just something we haven't seen. From the three of them, ever since they got here, I don't know if we've seen a better, more complete performance from the entire group of those three designated players than we saw tonight.
Well, I think a key word that you said was trust.
Yeah.
And it was the first time that I think we've seen those players not only interacting well with each other, but also trusting each other. I'm going to put the ball into this dangerous zone because I firmly believe that player X will be there to meet it. And then if he doesn't have a shot, he will then distribute to someone else who has a better position. And when you have that trust, I no longer feel like I have to overly freelance my way into an opportunity. Instead, I allow the game to come to me, find that space, and then deliver a timely pass that sets you up to help us get the win.
When we get back here on the full-time report, we will wrap things up. We'll start to look ahead to DC United, Nick. But I also, we have to admit, it's a really nice win. It wasn't a perfect performance today. So I do want to, if we can, it's always nicer to nitpick in a victory than in a loss. So we will talk about some of the areas of improvement to make sure that they can look like this consistently. They can beat DC United next week at home and start to feel pretty good about themselves. So that's what's coming up in 5 minutes. It is the full-time report. Nick Alifi of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon on WAOK. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, WAOK, the full-time report. Atlanta United 3-1 winners today against the Philadelphia Union. Taking on DC United in a week's time. We'll talk about that one in just a moment. But we've done, I think, a pretty good job here, Nick Alifi, of complimenting what Atlanta United did well, especially up top in the attack. But, again, not a perfect performance. If you're looking for places where they can use this win as a chance to also grow and learn, what did you see today that maybe needs a little bit more work still?
I would like to see a little bit cleaner distribution from the back. Mm-hmm. And that's just something where, Stian, I think it's going to be – it's just, maybe it's ring rust. Maybe it is, just – one of those games, but I would like to see a bit of cleaner distribution, especially from the center part of that back line, because that's where a lot of your quick transitional moments can happen when you misplay that ball out of the back line.
More so that's where the mistakes happen and the costly mistakes.
Correct. Yeah. And so you want to try to limit those as much as possible. They did a great job delivering the ball long today, but I would like to see a little bit more just clean distribution, even short distribution out of that back to try to avoid some of that pressure.
I'd say at times maybe keep your composure a little bit better. A flurry of yellow cards towards the start of the penalty kick there.
I disagree. I think it's one of those games that you've had a really rough stretch. Little yellow card, a little bit of physicality.
You got one on Tata. Yeah, one on Latte Loth. You know, Latte Loth didn't need one. Although I also thought Hoyos was going to take one there towards the end, and he somehow escaped with that one. And other rules about goalkeepers kind of changed a little bit. I would also, and this is again a little bit nitpicky. We're all happy with the performance, and we would take this sort of showing week in, week out. I do wish they had been able to finish it off. There was a moment after they had conceded in the 87th where it got dangerous, and I'm like, this was in stoppage time already, but they get, this crazy official gave 7 minutes of stoppage time, should have been probably four, but that's forget about the first half. I don't want to get into 8 minutes. but there was a moment maybe in the second or third minute of stoppage time where I thought that Philly had a real opportunity. I'm like, man. If it's 3-2, even if you've only got to hold on for 4 minutes, like it's not going to feel great. So I like to find a way to just kind of cut the game off entirely a little bit, not sooner, but just make sure that there's no life left in your opponent at all. Speaking of your opponent, next week it is going to be DC United right here again at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is a DC United team. They've got one win on the season. It was at home against Philadelphia. Sound familiar? But they lost to Miami, and they lost to Austin as well. So they have only scored two goals, and if you want to do some advanced scouting, tonight they play at the Chicago Fire in just about 2 hours. So when you get home from this game, opportunity to maybe pull up Apple TV and watch DC United play. But what do you know about DC United? And obviously they've had a tough go in recent years. And it doesn't feel like this year is off to a better start for them either.
Well, here's the important thing. Walking into this game, you had two winless teams, and you said, if you walked out with a draw, you'd feel like what? Okay, good. That's progress, right? If you're going up against a one-win team, anything is on the deck at this point, right? So if you're Atlanta United, forget what DC is. Forget if they bunker. Forget if they attack. Forget if they pressure. Forget all of it. And say, what can we do to be our very best? What can we do to affect the outcome against any team that we play? And it's going to be, we play in concert between the lines. We distribute cleanly. And when we have opportunities, we put them in the back of the net. That's all you can focus on right now if you're Atlanta United, because you're just now getting your sea legs underneath you, right? You've weathered a storm, a really, really rough start to the beginning of the season. You cannot worry about what that next opponent is going to be. Only focus on yourself at this point and the things that are within your control. If you do that, you can take the best punch from anybody going forward if you execute cleanly.
I think the most important aspect from today, outside of the 3-point stand alone, is the fact that you got your designated players in a positive performance, all three of them, working together, being dangerous in a variety of ways. And this season was going to be long and brutal and dreadful if you didn't get those guys playing well. Mm-hmm. And I've said this before, I will say it for as long as needs be said. Every MLS team needs those designated players to be among the best on their roster, if not the three best on their roster. And up until today, that simply hadn't been the case. Today, that looked like the case, and I think you saw the result. And now it's about doing that again. Now it's for Latte Loth, for Miggy, it's about making yourself dangerous, making yourself show up here on the stat sheet, not a standalone event today. You have to carry that in to next week and the week after and string together that consistency. I think if we see this team be dangerous, then you really start to get excited. And like I said at the start of the full-time report, it was an exciting performance today because of you see some possibilities. I hadn't seen possibilities. Now, I know there was hypotheticals and hope and what could be. You hadn't seen it yet. Now we've seen it, and the thought starts to, what if we see it again and again and again? To me, the potential of that is exciting, but you have to do it consistently. And that's going to mean against the team that you're equal or even better than next week in DC United. I think that's the most important aspect of what is going to take place next week is they need to be dangerous again. If they are, you know, maybe you pick up another victory. Maybe you pull back to 500 on the season. Now you got some points behind you. You've got a bunch more home games, you know, for the next five after next week. And now you start to say, all right, maybe we're on to something here. That was my biggest takeaway. Miggy and Latte Loth look dangerous for the first time in a long time. And if you get that consistently, then the scope of this season has changed after today's performance. If you see it again.
I'm going to push back a little bit on the desire for the clean sheet. If I'm Tata Martino, I might be feeling a little bit okay about allowing that last goal in because that it still allows me
learning moment to
come into this week.
Teachability, baby.
And I can come through with a little bit of fire on my hair and say, fellas.
Throw the clipboard.
I can go a little Nick Saban here, right? Throw the headset because we have something that we can clearly work on, right? We can't feel too good about ourselves. They still applied a lot of pressure, still put one in the back of the net. Fellas, we can clean this up. So, and again, repeatability, control the controllables. Atlanta United did that today. If they do it again, they will be successful.
That's going to do it for the full-time report. Join us again at 6:30 Saturday, March 21st, back on Star 94 for our next broadcast as Atlanta United will take on DC United. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio, and to Jake Cook, our on-site engineer. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, and Madison Cruz and Nick Alifi of Soccer Down Here, I am Abe Gordon. Once again, the final today on WAOK, Atlanta United 3 and the Philadelphia Union 1.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.